Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Well, welcome to church, everyone. It's a great October. We have our third week running of Stories of Faith, and we are going to hear a great story this morning. So let me not go any further, but let me welcome Brad and Crystal to the stage. Come and take a seat. Now, this is an amazing couple who we've got to know over the past year and a half, hasn't it? So you've been at our church for about a year and a half, and you are parents of three. Are they teenagers?
Yeah. Adults and teenagers.
You can...
Oh, sorry, adults and teenagers.
And how long have you been together?
22 years.
And married for 16, right?
16, yeah.
16. And what, Brad, what is your employment? What do you do?
I'm in a safe place, so I can say it here. I'm a police officer. I work for Highway Patrol.
Yeah. So, watch out. Louis is always trying to ask him for tips on how to get away with things. Just, yeah.
True story. Everyone is actually.
Yeah. And Crystal, what do you do?
I'm a mortgage broker. A bit more boring.
No, that's pretty good. If anyone wants a mortgage, this is a lady. This is a lady to come to. She has started her own business too, which is very exciting. So we are going to be asking some questions. So, let's go right back to the beginning of your lives. Maybe I'll start with Crystal. I was going to say Christmas. No, we'll start with Crystal. What was your upbringing like, and where did you, where did you live when you were a kid?
I'm one of four kids. My parents are here, and I've got three younger brothers, and we grew up in Liverpool.
Nice.
My mum became a Christian when I was about 18 months old. Is that right? Yep, she's nodding. So I grew up in church, only really one church my whole childhood. That was pretty much, it's pretty simple.
Oh, no big issues there?
No.
That's good. So, Brad, and what was your upbringing like, and where did you grow up?
A few more issues here. So I grew up pretty much all over Western Sydney. My family moved around a lot. We grew up in a very poor household. We grew up in Housing Commission, had absolutely zero faith, zero knowledge of religion or anything like that. I would say just like a typical, Western Sydney Housing Commission family. I'd disappear, as soon as the sunrise, come back home at night, and I was just, running around doing whatever I wanted during the day. So, yeah, not getting into trouble, but I guess staying out of trouble, because I never got caught for anything, so...
So that's why you became a police officer?
Yeah. Potentially, yeah.
Okay, so Crystal, when you were growing up, you gave your life to the Lord.
Yep.
And what happened there?
Well, I just grew up in church, so I don't have one moment like Brad does where he remembers. I just grew up being a Christian. I don't remember there ever being a moment where I went, oh, I'm a Christian. I did get water baptised around 15, 16. Just went to church, I think, my whole life. I don't remember not going to church.
That's great. So when you were like 15, you made your choice,
yeah,
really, by being baptised. That was your choice,
yes,
to follow,
right,
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So,
put your mics a bit closer.
Okay. can you hear everybody? Can you hear them? Oh, good, good. Okay. So how did you guys meet, since this little Christian girl and this rebellious, well, not rebellious, this... Western Sydney Housing Commission kid, how did you guys meet?
Well, it sounds a bit weird, actually. We met at a wedding when my cousin married his brother.
It is legal.
So my cousin became my sister-in-law. So it was a bit weird. And my cousin's kids became my nephews. Yeah, so it was a bit weird. But, yeah, that's where we met.
And what drew you to each other? Was there a moment?
I think it was the nut bush.
That was our first dance. It was the nut bush.
We were standing next to each other. No, we just, we didn't even talk on the day. We did stand, I was joking, but we did stand next to each other in the nut bush. And then I got a phone call from my cousin a couple of days after the wedding saying that he'd asked for my number and was it okay if I handed it across? And I said yes.
So you made an impression, Brad. So Brad, so you guys then got together and so what happened? Did when you got together, what happened to you, as in, did you keep going to church?
So when we first started going out, I kept going to church and he would come with me because we just were together all the time pretty much from the second we started dating. So he always came with me, but nothing really happened then.
It's funny because we just brought up a story just in the last couple of weeks with our kids about how much time we would spend together. I would actually go to Crystal's work. She worked at Coles and I would go there for free. And help her pack shelves.
He would stack the shelves my entire shift.
It must have been love. Wow. It's amazing. So, Brad, so what did you think of church when you went?
It's a safe space. Yeah. You said that.
We all felt like this once.
Yeah, yeah. I just remember going like, I felt good, you know what I mean, like going to church. I felt... always felt left feeling good and happy because the people that, you know, we'd be hanging out with and stuff like that were always just friendly and nice and you'd always leave feeling good. But every time I always saw Christian as just such big dorks. Like, I'm just like, these people are just so out of touch and they've got and the amount of online... bullying, I guess you would say, I would have towards Christians. I was not a good person.
Yeah. That's funny. I used to think the
Sorry,
same.
Sorry, guys.
He's with us now, don't worry. It's a happy ending.
So you guys, so then what happened in your relationship? Something big happened.
Yes.
You can tell me. Well, you can tell us all.
Okay, well, I fell pregnant pretty early into our relationship. So that was a scandal. At church, at home, all of the places. Sorry, Josh. We do love you. It started with him. But it was a lot. And that was sort of the catalyst to me stopping going to church. I kind of felt shame. You know, I don't remember it so much being brought on by the church, but more by myself. So we kind of... And then, you know, much to my mum's disgust and my dad's disgust, I imagine... I said, we're pregnant, we need to move out. So we moved away from the area as well and I didn't know any other churches. So that was also, you know, so we just sort of stopped going to the church at that time.
Right. So what was your relationship like then once you kind of lived together and you were doing it alone? Brad, maybe tell me, tell us.
I would probably say a little bit forced because, you know, there was now... This child, our son, that ultimately is what kept us together initially, because we didn't know each other
very well.
Very well, like we weren't together long enough to know each other's personalities, likes, dislikes, and things like that. But whatever my religious beliefs were, morally, I definitely wanted to, you know, stay with Crystal to grow this child up in a family, so.
That's great. Okay. So then, when did you get married then?
So we got married when our youngest was 6 months old. So we ended up having all three of our children before we got married. When I found out I was pregnant, Mum's like, we have to get married now. And I just said, no, I'm not doing that. So I kind of squashed that idea and we just ended up getting married once we had our third child.
Yeah.
He was 6 months old.
Awesome. So so it's been quite a while then before anything major happened in your walk with God.
Yeah,
and so how long did it take for you to get back to church from having all the having the children?
Well, I was really out of church for 20 years, I'd say. Lots of things were happening. We were just sort of existing, not much going on. Marriage wasn't fabulous, but it was really important to both of us that we, you know, kept our family together for our kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we did.
That's awesome.
So our relationship existed, but it wasn't. There was definitely love in the relationship, but it was just an existing relationship.
Yeah, yeah. So you'd say there'd be a lot of conflict and disagreement, all that kind
definitely,
of stuff.
Yeah. Yep. We fought a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. So then, what happened? What was the catalyst for you guys coming to church?
All right. Well, I'd like to start a bit earlier than that, if that's okay.
Okay. Yes.
So
more information.
So really, the catalyst was our daughter Michaela. Most know her. She started going to youth with a school friend at Glow in the city, and then Glow West started, which was a relief to me because that was a lot less travel. So I'd bring her to Glow West, and then that friend moved away, and she was like, "Can you keep taking me?" Because most of the time she would go with that family, and then I was like, "So now I'm locked into driving you because it's half an hour from home here." And I wasn't a part of the church to taking her every Friday night, and I was kind of inconvenienced by it, but I did it. And then she kind of said to me, "I want to get water baptized." And that was fine with me, but she gave me the job of telling her dad. And I was like, ugh. Because I knew he wouldn't love it. Well, I assumed he wouldn't love it. He says that would never have been the case. Whatever was important to Michaela was okay with him. But I kind of like, I don't want to tell him. And Michaela was, hesitant to get water baptized on the same assumption that dad's not going to like it. So she actually, one afternoon after school, met with two of her youth leaders. Neither are here today, unfortunately, but they're still part of the church, though, and met with them and said, "I don't think that I want to get water baptized. I do want to get water baptized, but I'm worried about my dad." And the advice those two girls gave her was just to step out in faith. And she did that. And she still left me with the job of telling her dad, though. So in my wisdom, I decided that the perfect time to tell him was when my entire family was over and I announced, "Michaela's being water baptized." And he wasn't impressed because he was finding out with everyone else and he felt like he should have found out a bit more, you know, hey, this is happening. Yeah. And that ended not well. He ended with burnouts in the street. And some screaming, and my family all sitting there going, "Oh."
Crystal doesn't know what a burnout is. It wasn't a burnout.
So Brad,
your car made noise from the tyres. Isn't that a burnout?
So how did you really feel, Brad?
Your side of the story.
So taking a step back, I actually picked Michaela up from that meeting with the two youth leaders, and I didn't know these two girls at all. And I didn't know that that's what her meeting was. I thought she was just going down to, you know, hang out with some friends down the shops. So as I've gone to pick Michaela up, Michaela's come walking out to the car, and these two girls from church, they're like waving at me, and I knew they were from church, and they're like waving at me, they're like, "Hi, how you going?" And remember what my opinion was of Christians? I'm just sitting there going, "These dorks, man." I'm like these people.
I'm wondering if I should name drop the two girls.
excuse me. And then again, like I said, I didn't know that meeting was because of that. And then, yeah, at dinner, family dinner, Crystal has announced that, and I was just shocked. Like whatever my opinion religiously was, my kids matter. So whatever my kids want to do, I love them unconditionally, and I'll support them in anything they do. So it was very important to me. And I know for Christians, getting baptized is a big deal. And I know what it means and all that sort of stuff. So to be told in that way, I guess I just was disappointed that Krista didn't understand how much I loved our kids. I mean, like,
he didn't like that I assumed that he would be really upset about it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was quite upsetting. There was a big temper tantrum. I did storm off, and as I stormed off, my brother-in-law likes to remind me of this frequently. As I stormed off, I think one of the last words I said was, "God isn't real, he's all idiots, and, you know, he doesn't exist," and just saying all this absolute nonsense. And then, yeah, stormed off, so.
Yeah. And did you do a burnout?
My tyres made noise.
Fair enough. Okay. So,
It's a Subaru Outback. It's not doing a burnout. Okay.
But obviously, as a result, Michaela did get water baptised in April of last year, and I remember that always. But Brad said, "I'm coming," because it's important to her. "I'm coming to this water baptism." So we came. Brad had to go to work straight after. So we travelled separately, and she got water baptised, and then it's Brad's story, really.
Yeah. So you just had no idea. So what? When you came to the meeting that day, what happened?
So for me, it was just another day. I've been to church with Crystal before, for Christmas, at Christmas time, at Easter, and things like that. And to me, it was just another day. You know, I've just walked in the door, just thinking I'm surrounded by, sorry guys, dorks. That's not my opinion now, okay?
The typical jokes of, oh, it didn't burn down.
This place is going to burn down when I walk in, and, you know, that sort of stuff. So that was my opinion walking in, and, during worship, I'm standing, you know, in the crowd just thinking, everyone here knows I'm not a Christian, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like a fraud, you know, just standing there and you know, when you're doing worship and stuff like that, I'm just sitting there going, do, you know. And then halfway through, so Pastor Louis was preaching, and halfway through the sermon, he was preaching about the Ethiopian eunuch walked through the desert, and he picks up a Bible, and halfway through that, there was just nothingness. I sort of just tuned out. I couldn't even tell you what I was thinking, what was going through my head or anything like that. And then just out of nowhere, I just came back to, and there was just this instant feeling all over my body just of contentness, just relaxed, tension in my shoulders and back, and everything was gone. And Crystal and leading up to this point, Crystal and my relationship was terrible. It was on the verge of, we were on the verge of separation. We were talking about...
Sorry, I don't even know if our kids know this. Sorry. But we had decided that we were going to see our youngest through school and go our separate ways.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to stay together for the kids, but it wasn't good.
There was talk about, selling the house and things like that. So, and I hated more than anything was to be a part-time dad. So with all that going on, there was, some not very good thoughts going through my head. And I just felt, I was mentally exhausted. I was done with everything. So coming to church that day and feeling that feeling, everything was gone. Like, anything that I felt towards Crystal was gone. If anything, I wanted to, give her a hug, apologise and everything like that in that moment. But in saying that, I also... So I knew that it was the Holy Spirit, okay? So I'm sitting there and I knew straight away what was going on, because nothing in my life has ever made me feel that content and relaxed and happy. So I wanted to tell Crystal, I wanted to tell, particularly my mother-in-law is probably one of the biggest Christians I knew at the time. I wanted to tell all these people, but at the same time, I was embarrassed because I'm like, now I have to go back on everything that I've ever said, you know. Now I have to, admit I was wrong and you were right. And to me, that was very much an ego thing. At the time, so walked out, man, feeling amazing, you know what I mean? Like, I'm feeling definitely sure of myself that God is real at this point, you know what I mean? Walked out the door, saw Michaela get baptised, took some photos, gave her a hug, feeling on top of the world, jumped in my car, and I went home, and on the car ride home, I called my brother-in-law, who is I have a lot of respect for my brother-in-law. His name is Brad.
It's confusing.
So I have a lot of respect for him, and I gave him a call, and he was he's in a band at his church, and he was about to go on stage to worship. And I call him, and one of the first things he says is, because it's not often that I just call him for the sake of it. So one of the first things that he says is everything okay? And I said, yeah, man. I said, I just come from Michaela's baptism. Can we have a chat? He goes, yeah, just going on worship. I'll give you a call back in a minute. I get home. He's finished. He gives me a call up. He goes, is everything okay? I said, yeah, man, I just went to Michaela's baptism. And I just started crying, just bawling my eyes out, explained everything to him. That's probably the first time I cried in, like, forever. But all the emotions just came out, and I was just bawling my eyes out on the phone. Explained everything to him, and he pretty much said, yeah, man, that's it. Like, that's God. Like, I explained everything, and he goes, yeah, like, that's God. And, so keep going.
Is there anything else?
Yeah.
So from that moment, you decided to follow God? You decided to be a Christian as well? You had the revelation?
Correct, yeah. So from that moment, I knew God existed. I knew that was the Holy Spirit that I felt on the day. But again, like I said, because of my ego, because I was so embarrassed about everything, I didn't really announce to Crystal that I decided to become a Christian. Because for me, the way I thought previously was there had to be some sort of logical explanation for everything, such as, for example, when I was sitting in church when Pastor Lou was preaching, the Ethiopian eunuch, my explanation was, he's walking through a desert for this whole period of time. He's hallucinating. You know what I mean? That's my earthly explanation for it. So I was trying to not talk myself out of it, but try to make some sort of logical sense of what was going on. Even though I knew that was the Holy Spirit that I felt that day, I was trying to make sense of it. So I went on a bit of a journey by myself for a couple of weeks.
Well, it was a couple of months. A couple of months he didn't say anything to me. The only person he spoke to was my brother. And all credit to my brother, he didn't say a thing to anyone. It was so, it was good because we talk all the time, so it would have been tough for him, but yeah,
so I spoke to a person that I work with who is a lukewarm Christian, but he's very knowledgeable. And I said, man, this is what I'm feeling. This is what's going on. What do I do? And he said, the very first thing you need to do is you need to start praying or connecting with God in some way. He said, if you just continue on doing what you're doing, nothing's going to happen. He said, you need to continue to connect with God. And my way of doing that, I didn't feel sure about praying at the time, so my way of doing that was listening to worship music. I'm parting along in a highway patrol car with worship music cranking.
He went through a phase where he was too scared to pull anyone up in case he wasn't nice to them. He'd just drive around listening to worship music, not doing his job.
You're welcome. So that was, and listening to worship music, the lyrics just resonated with me, and that same content, relaxed feeling that I felt every time I listened to the lyrics in worship music, and I knew, every time I felt that feeling, I was like, man, I know this is the Holy Spirit. So I came to the realization that, I'm a Christian. It's time to tell people.
That's great. And then you got baptized, didn't you? You got baptized.
Before that, I told Crystal I was a Christian and she laughed.
I literally laughed. I thought he was joking. And then I'm like, oh, you're serious. So he told me that. And then he made a big announcement on my mum's birthday. And that was in the August. So that was some months later. So he told me only a couple of weeks before that. So it was a good 3 months that he didn't say anything. So the only people that knew before you told the whole family was me and Michaela and Brad.
Yeah, we thought... it was important for Michaela to know, because obviously I've had this revelation at her baptism, so she needed to know how important being baptized was. So she was the, yeah, that was my brother-in-law, Crystal, Michaela. So
it's amazing, amazing what God can do. And so what's your relationship like now? Are you going to break up? Are you selling the house?
Crystal's got a lot of work to do. I'm good.
No, we're not. That isn't our intention now. Thank you,
just
Brad.
Just to clear it up, I was joking, okay?
We'll talk about that later. But but obviously we had to do a lot of work on our marriage. The biggest thing which happened in those 20 years where we were just existing, like I mentioned, is Brad was quite an angry person. He just had an anger about him. Mm. He would get really angry and sort of cycles, I would refer to it as, where he'd sort of get really angry, have a bit of what I'd refer to as an explosion, and then we'd go through the suck-up phase, which was always my favourite. And then he'd sort of get agitated and we'd go back around and that kind of thing, and that is gone. He hasn't had one since.
Wow.
And, like, instant.
Correction. There was a moment.
Wasn't with me, though.
No, that wasn't with Crystal. So
I'm talking about me.
Yeah, there was a moment shortly after becoming a Christian for I couldn't even tell you why. I was just angry. And I knew God was real. At this point, I've got a relationship with God. But I was just angry. I couldn't even tell you why. I was angry at everybody for absolutely no reason. You know what I mean? Like, traffic was the worst. Like, don't get in front of me in traffic.
That hasn't changed,
like,
actually.
I couldn't even tell you why I was angry. I was just so, so angry. But the thing was, I was happy. I was content feeling in that moment of anger. Like, I felt good. One night, I just I drove off. I didn't ski. I didn't do a burnout. I drove off, just parked out, went down to the local shops, parked in a car park, and Crystal knew I was angry. She knew I wasn't angry at her. She just knew I was just angry. Crystal sent me.
I had reached out to, like, Nick, our Connect leader, to reach out to him. He wasn't taking his calls or anything.
Join a Connect group, guys.
So he just, you know, wasn't in a good place. And
yeah, Nick actually messaged me a few times. He tried to call me, and I knew exactly what he was doing. I knew he was trying to make me feel better, but I ignored him. I deliberately ignored him, and I've told him this since. I said, I was deliberately ignoring you because I felt good being angry. So Crystal, I'm sitting in a car park alone listening to my old music. I'm listening to, like, Slipknot and Parkway Drive and all these heavy, heavy bands, you know, feeling good about being angry. And then Crystal sent me a text message and it said,
I don't even remember. He remembers it more than I do.
So it was something along the lines of, you know, with new Christians, the enemy tries to bring you back in, okay? And she basically was explaining that this could be that. This could be the enemy. The enemy knows that he's lost me. So he's trying to bring me back in. And as soon as Crystal said that, as soon as I read that text message, I felt the Holy Spirit again. As soon as I read that, I felt the Holy Spirit come over me. I felt tingling all over my body. I felt relaxed. I felt happy. I switched my music to worship music. And
gone.
Literally in that moment, I went, as soon as I felt that feeling, I switched to worship music, drove home and felt so good. Never felt that feeling ever again.
That's great. So, happy families now, moving on in God. Kids are good. You know what
kids
I love
okay.
is how you love the kids, even though you weren't a Christian. You were committed and you love them.
Yeah. When I fell pregnant, my mum was convinced I was going to be a single mum. She's like, she's going to be a single mum. Why would he stay?
Yeah.
And he stayed because he loved them. He may not have loved me That's as much right. straight away, but he loved them always. That was never a question.
That's a great testimony, guys. Well, let's give them a hand. And thank you so much. Okay, it's so good to hear the stories of what God is doing. And look, just before we do end the meeting, I want to encourage families. You know, families, you don't know what, like, I know that There's Christian parents out there who are worried about their children, you know, because you see them doing things you do not want them to do. I mean, there's even like, I grew up as a non-Christian, I was doing not what I was meant to do, but I still came to Christ. But, you know, you guys who have got kids, you've been worried, and look, don't worry. If you've trained your child in the ways of God, they will come back. And God is so faithful. Like, God is so faithful to you in seeing your daughter come back with her husband. It's like she wandered, grabbed Brad, and then he gets saved and they both really get committed again to God. Isn't that amazing? So God turned it round for good. Everything that what happened. And I think as parents, we need to trust God with our kids. Don't worry if you see them going astray. Just keep praying, keep believing, because you don't know what their story is going to be. And you know, another thing, I just want to encourage everybody. In Romans 10:17, it says, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard, or the word is heard through the word about Christ. That's a very interesting way of saying that. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And how can people come to know Jesus when they don't hear it? And you know what I love is that Brad came into a place where the word of God was being preached, the word that's living and alive. And you know, it took a baptism to bring him in. And I want to encourage you guys, bring your friends. Bring your family. Bring them to baptism. Bring them to baby dedications. Bring them to special events, Christmas, whatever we have. Maybe you're in the worship team and it's your turn for singing one day, or you're doing a testimony, or you're doing something. It's your time to bring your friends and family, because you do not know what God is going to do. You do not know. And we pray as a church, we pray this every week, that people will be touched by God as soon as they walk in those doors, that God will start doing a work in their lives and people will know that the Holy Spirit is here. Amen. So bring your friends, bring your family. And look, if you don't know the Lord today, look, I want you to all stand right now. So this morning, if you would like to give your life to Jesus, if you would like to make that step of faith this morning and say, yeah, that resonates in my heart, I just want to become a Christian, I just want to follow God. And why don't you just bow your head and close your eyes, and if you say this prayer after me, we're going to say it all together. Dear God, I come to you today. I open my heart to the gospel of Jesus. I believe he died on the cross and rose from the dead for me. Forgive me of my sins and lead me in your ways. Amen. 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 Praise God. Let's give them a hand. If you